Wales police say a man wanted for questioning over his wife's murder has been located in China and their children are both safe. Ren Zi Uyang's body was found in a freezer in their apartment at Pymble on Sydney's Upper North Shore. Her husband, Haoling Lua, left on a flight from Sydney International Airport to China on Tuesday with their two sons. Authorities in China's Sichuan province are talking to the man. The Prime Minister is facing further pressure over the investigation into Energy Minister Angus Taylor. Last night, Scott Morrison had to correct the parliamentary record over comments he made while trying to defend his handling of the issue. Mr. Morrison is facing broad political condemnation for phoning the New South Wales Police Commissioner directly to discuss the investigation involving Mr. Taylor. The Bureau of Meteorology says Australia is heading into a long, hot summer with below-average rainfall for much of the east coast. Above-average rain is only expected in the top half of coastal western Australia. The outlook is influenced by cooler-than-average water off Indonesia, which will generate fewer rain-bearing weather systems and warmer temperatures. Forecasters say it will also mean communities can expect severe weather risks in the coming months. And there are tributes for Australian author, poet and broadcaster Clive Jones, who's died. He was 80. He was one of Australia's best-known expats, with a career spanning 50 years. Clive Jones moved to England in 1961, where he rose to prominence as a literary and TV critic. He was diagnosed with leukemia in 2010 and continued to write until 1 month before his death in Cambridge on Sunday.